Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mathews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mathews for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Casanova moves to second. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sparma moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Epstein. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Senators, 1. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt is walked intentionally. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Casanova for a passed ball. Matthews moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparma strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Willie Horton. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Matthews moves to second. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanley scores. Matthews moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Dick McAuliffe now playing second base. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup now playing left 5. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins takes first base on ball 4. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 2 in the game. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Coggins moves to second. Fred Lasher now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Coggins moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Coggins scores. McMullen moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Fred Lasher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lasher strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine strikes out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Matthews is hit by the pitch. Wayne Comer pinch runs for Eddie Matthews. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Northrup hits a line drive towards third. McMullen catches it and throws to first to double up Comer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Lasher covering. Safe. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Mike Epstein. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stroud moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lasher fields it and throws to third for the out. Coggins moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coggins scores. McMullen moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Dignan pinch hits for Tim Cullen. John Hiller now pitching. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Dignan. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Casanova moves to third. It's Tigers, 4, Senators, 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 4 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casanova scores. Camilli moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.